Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Green energy production is on the rise, but high demand for conventional energy means CO2 output will continue for some time. Pushkar Kharecha of Columbia University's Center for Climate Systems Research explains why carbon dioxide output is so difficult to reverse.
Numerous lines of evidence show that the main cause of global warming in recent decades has been human-caused emission of greenhouse gases by fossil fuel burning and deforestation. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is by far the biggest culprit, and its effects last on the order of 1,000 years because of the very long time that it stays in the air. Our energy infrastructure also has a relatively long life. On average, every new coal or gas-fired power plant we build will emit CO2 for about 50 years. Thus, our decisions on how to produce energy today will affect the fate of many future generations of humans and countless other species. In recent work, my colleagues and I present evidence that if global CO2 emissions peak this year, other factors being equal, we'd have a realistic chance of averting the worst impacts of climate change. But if emissions peak in 2020, global temperature will stay higher than about 2 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial for about a century. That doesn't sound like much, but it's likely enough to cause more extreme weather, affect agriculture worldwide, drastically raise sea levels, and cause other destructive effects. Worse yet, if emissions don't peak till 2030, we could be in this danger zone for 400 years or more. Without revolutionary shifts in energy use worldwide, it's highly unlikely that global CO2 emissions will peak this year. But our results strongly emphasize that we must act within this decade to sharply reduce emissions to ensure a livable climate for our descendants. This will require massive global efforts to pursue cleaner energy, but it's doable. The means are basically there. What's missing is the will of governments to act meaningfully.
That was Pushkar Kharecha of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.